this make on its own?
Eh. 5-year-olds at Barncroft School listen to their teacher intently. On Wednesday, Deborah Piper won't be here. She'll be on the picket line, calling for better conditions for teachers.
Fabulous.
And a pay rise funded by the government, not taken from her school's budget, as it was last year.
That comes out of the children's pockets, that comes out of the children's books. So they've put us in a very precarious situation where we feel really guilty taking the bare minimum as we have and putting the schools in such dire straits with budgets. So there are two really good reasons that actually I want to go on the march and be counted and say enough.
More than 100,000 teachers in England and Wales will strike, forcing thousands of schools to close. Though some, like Barncroft, will stay open to look after their most vulnerable students. Last year, teachers protested not only over pay, but staff shortages, as a third quit the profession within 5 years of qualifying. The unions complain the government is not engaging with the issues, but critics argue teachers are asking for too much, a 12% pay rise, which is above inflation.
My concern is that by striking over pay, when teachers are, relative to the families that they serve in their school, they're relatively very well paid. My worry is that we're going to go from teaching being a respected and trusted profession to one where people are less trusting of what teachers say and do.
But head teacher Tracy Griffiths explains that action is about so much more than money.
In this country, people can only strike for certain reasons and pay is one of them. I think if you were to ask the majority of teachers in this country, they would say they were striking for pay, but more importantly for funding for schools, because they are at the front line seeing the cuts and what they're having to deal with without enough money to do it.
Teachers joining the strikes marks an escalation in a winter of industrial action across the UK. But so far the government has made it clear it's not prepared to reopen talks over pay. Children like these are still catching up on learning lost during the COVID pandemic, and with 4 days of strikes planned ahead, it is the children that will suffer. Charlie Angela, Al Jazeera, London.